It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
And welcome, my listening friends, to this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. Ken Adams is the magical voice that makes the introduction, and he'll close things out here in just a few minutes as well. And how we appreciate Mr. Adams' contribution to this ministry of telling what God's doing here at Evangel Home through the efforts of our staff and residents, too, because they minister to each other. Jerry Brenneman, we're in your office. We have a sweet guest today, and we're just getting acquainted, and we want to hear her story. So make a little introduction in here, and off we go.
I love what you said about that the residents also minister one to another and to staff. And sometimes, Jim, I look around the crisis home, and as you know and as our friends know, we never know who's coming in the crisis home door. We believe God brings everybody. There are times when we ask, why?
Yeah.
What were you thinking with this one? But he brings everybody here for some reason, for us, for that woman, for whatever. And once in a while, you look around the crisis home and think, this is as good as it gets. Again, because you never know who's going to be in the crisis home. But it seemed like the last couple weeks, yes, we have issues, and we know some people are not really doing what they should be doing. But for the most part, this has been a very good group. And I feel that with them supporting one another. Maybe not all of them, but enough of them that the support outweighs the drag that sometimes, you know, you go through life and there's those people that just want to take and take and take. And they take your energy.
Yep.
And we don't have that right now. That happens in here. And at that point, then it's up to the staff to say, whoa, wait a minute. And to be able to go to that woman and actually, without saying you're taking all of our energy, just point out some things to her that might improve her stay here. Anyway, that is not anywhere on my radar for introducing our guest today, because our guest today, I would say, would be more of an energy giver. She's not a taker. And Jim, I also want to put in a word, because right now, one of the things that we're seeing across the country, when I talk to rescue mission sort of folks, there is such an encroaching sense of entitlement, even among people who come to a shelter. It's like, are you kidding me? The people that will come in here and demand things, it's like, where are you from? Well, then I look at that age group doing that, and they're pretty young. And to think that that age group is growing up with a sense of entitlement is very, very scary. We had a couple kids here a couple weeks ago that were like 20 and had that attitude, and that's what many people are seeing across the country. How are they being raised that they think everybody owes them something? It's very scary. So I look at someone like Marcella, who is not 20, and there's a sense of peace from her that I had a feeling if she got a hold of those 20-somethings demanding things, she'd straighten them out real fast somehow. I'm not sure exactly how, but I think there would be a little love behind it, and there'd be a strong hand behind it. All that to say, Marcella is, to me, a steadying influence. I don't know what it is like when she's not here. All I know is the Marcella that is sitting in here with us today. I don't know her story. I don't know why she came. I know she's been here a while and probably has had at least one extension, meaning that her initial time would have been up, but she sent a letter asking that she could have more time, and we granted it. But what I know of her is in here, and she is a steady, sincere, caring person. So I, like you and our friends listening, am sort of eager to know what her story is and what her plan is.
Well, yeah, thanks, Jerry. And to just digress for a moment, a taker can always take more than a giver can give. That's just truth. Please be a giver, yeah. not a taker. Giver. Marcella, I'm looking forward to hearing your story. You're at Evangel Home that 100% of the time indicates a life that is askew and not on a career path that one dreamed of as a child. So what was going on in your world that Evangel Home became part of your present?
In my world, I believe the change really came when I decided to relocate here from Georgia. I was, in my heart and in my spirit, I was crying to come back home, which is California. Left California about 13 years ago, decided to come back and give it another chance again, bring my kids back as well, eventually. During my time here, had some interesting things happen in such a very short period of time. One of my friends actually helped me acquire a job doing home health aid for someone, and got in there and found out that a lot of the things that were going on in her house was all a scam. Mm-hmm. From her basically trying to pimp me out silently without me knowing, leaving the doors unlocked for me and to come in the house, me having to barricade the doors at night in my bedroom to feel safe. Me coming home and my bedroom window being open where someone is actually literally, and I'm watching this as I walk down the street trying to break into my bedroom, and I'm having to chase them down the street myself. And with that all being said, finding out that overall she basically had paid the guy to break into my room to take my computer because she was so eager to figure out why was I even there at her house. She wanted to know more about me. She would have been rambling through my luggage and going through all my clothes.
And this is someone you knew?
Knew her through a friend. Okay. A friend of a friend.
Okay.
That was trying to help me out with a job in order to relocate back here. So basically I was being taken completely advantage of, you know, total advantage of.
How many kids do you have?
Two. I have two sons. One is 16 and one is 19. And in the midst of all of this, my 19-year-old was getting ready to graduate high school and was supposed to have been going back down to Georgia for the graduation from the income that I made there, but that never happened, never took place. So
you just had to walk away from that situation?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I left that situation altogether.
How did you hear about Evangel Home?
Evangel Home, ooh, such a blessing. A friend of mine ended up bringing me down to Madera County, stayed with her mom for a week in a senior citizen living assisted home, and we went ahead and started doing a search for trying to find a place of residence for me to stay, temporary shelter or whatever, until I can find out where I'm going to be at and get a job and get on my feet. First place popped up on the computer was Evangel Home.
First place.
So I did a little research, read through the website and stuff, and as I was reading and stuff, I was very enlightened by the things that Evangel Home offered to women.
So you decided to give it a call, and
exactly.
Somebody answered the phone, and you arranged to come down for an interview.
Exactly.
Okay, you got here, you knocked on the doors, a friendly face answered, you walked in, you looked around, and you thought,
home.
Yeah, the pink door opens to home.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a total warmth when you come in here. It's a place that makes you feel like, you know, this is how home is supposed to feel. Mm-hmm. It's very warming, very giving. The staff is wonderful. It's like a home full of mothers and aunties, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And you know what I just love what she said about the home, and this is how it should feel. Francisca graduates this Friday. We interviewed her last week, and she came up to me yesterday, and she said, do you think it's possible we could get the carpet cleaned before my graduation? I love that, because that is a home. That means you're having guests, and you want your home to look super good for the guests. Exactly. Well, our living room, chapel area where we have graduation, the carpet had become very spotted because the last couple of weeks we've had lots of kids and they're in there all the time. I didn't even notice the spots. but Francisca is thinking of her graduation. Mm-hmm. So I stopped. She and the garden gals and Rosalind, I think last night, did some carpet cleaning. I stopped this morning and got a bottle of Resolve.
Yeah.
Gave that to Francisca. I said that was her graduation.
I love that, that she took that much pride in herself and this place.
Right. I don't know that that always would have happened. And I just applauded her when she asked if she could clean the carpet.
That's a wonderful indicator of raising the bar.
Yes.
Yeah right. Raising the bar. Right. Marcella, what are your plans? I mean, you've extended here. What are you thinking down the road for you?
Well, actually, I've been looking for a place to stay. But unfortunately, it's a little bit difficult for me because of various situations. From the fact that, you know, I didn't have a criminal background and didn't have a drug rehabilitation issue and didn't have any minor children with me. So my search for homes and assistance has been more difficult than the norm.
Because your record's clean.
Exactly. Exactly. But at the end of the day, once I do get established, I definitely plan on coming back to Evangel Home, volunteering my time, giving back as much as I can. Mm-hmm. I see where there's many areas that will still, you know, need is additional assistance mm-hmm. with, you know, from us, from mm-hmm. being here.
You know, little holes that you can plug
exactly.
into and give.
Exactly.
That's great. Yeah, clean the carpets. Exactly. Well, we're running short on time, but thank you for sharing with us. And my listening friend, you be in prayer for Marcella and other women here as well. There's just a spirit of gentleness exuding from her soul. Mm-hmm. My first mm-hmm. impression when I saw her, she's got a Bible open. It's underlined and highlighted. And I'm thinking, yeah, she's
Chapel getting was sweet
she's
today,
she's doing so. Well. Yeah. Jerry, we're really short mm-hmm. on time here, but we're coming to the banquet September 23rd at Tornino's, 6:30 start, and we do a really good job.
Invitations were sent last Friday.
Right, my invitation arrived, so
awesome, huh?
I know it's mm-hmm. home. We do a good job of getting people out by 8:30 or 8:45, so it's not a late night, so it doesn't interrupt at early morning on Wednesdays. So plan to join us, 264-4714. Any immediate needs right now, always paper goods at Evangel Home. Everything you need at home, we need in abundance here. Toilet paper, Kleenex, paper towels, et cetera, et cetera. And now we're out of time. Jerry, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Marcella, nice to meet you.
Thank
Ken,
you.
It's your turn. And my listening friend, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
God bless.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached him by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station. For the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.